well, it does not go back to his wife. It's of course enough in the Mishnah that it goes b'taras Yerusha. Because if you're going to tell me it's like a lekeach, so when you buy something, it goes back by Yovel. It's of course enough in the Mishnah here that the halacha of a husband, when he takes over his wife's property, is considered like he yashins his wife. That's why it does not go back by Yovel. Because if it's only considered like he bought it, it should go back on Yovel. Omalei Rava said, okay, good. But the hashtu the sholach miyadinun. But now that he sent it, still do we hold like this? Ayomar Rav Yosef Rav Chanina, the Yusha is Tina when Yusha they made a special takona that Uisha Shemokra Nichse Meluk, a wife that sold her Nichse Meluk, Bechaye Bailo, when her husband was still alive. The wife sold Nichse Meluk means property that belonged to her, but the husband has a right to use it. And the Isha went and sold it to somebody else when the husband's alive. Umesa, and then the wife died. So the shaila is the mechira chal that the other person takes it over? Or do we say, no, the husband yashrins his wife? It says, Allah, that habal moitzim yad ha-lekuchis, that the husband takes it away from the lekuchis. And again, it's like, look, the husband is a lekeach first, he bought it first. Schuri see, he's called lekeach. It's called like the husband bought the property off his wife first. Therefore, if the wife sells it to somebody else, it means nothing. Schuri saraya, that a husband is called like a lekeach. It's like he bought it first. Schuri sastira. So Marin says, Elo Amar Ravashi. Ravashi answers the pshat is like this. Baal, a husband in his wife's property, Shavu Rabbonin ki Yorish, v'shavu Rabbonin ki Lekeach. It's true, both are true. The Rabbonin made a husband in his wife's property like a Yorish and like a Lekeach. Veheche de Tovale Avdolei. Whatever's better for her, that's what they did. God the Yoivu, Shavu Rabbonin ki Yorish, Mishum said that he did. Means by Yovel that the husband should not lose out. So they made it like a Yerusha that he keeps it, doesn't have to give it back, it doesn't go back. God be the Rabbi Yosef of Chanina. She avru rabbonik lekeach. He should say that he day. But as Rabbi Yosef of Chanina halacha, when she sold it to somebody else, there we say, and as the Rabbonin always made it better for the husband, that if the Isha sold it to somebody else, since the husband is Tamei Yerush, he only really yashins after the wife died. If she sold it first, the mechira should be chal. So instead we say, no, it's considered like the husband bought it first. So if the husband bought it first, she has no right to sell it to somebody else. So because to whatever is better for the husband, that's what the Rabbanan did. So nageya to Yovel, they made him like Yerush, and nageya to Lokeach, they made him like he bought it first, therefore he keeps it. Yeah. Mishum said the day. Gabi the Robin. By Robin's case, Mishum said the Almono, Shavu Rabbanan ki Yerush. But in Robin's case, where the husband dies, and then the daughter got married, and there the husband, so does the Almono collect? Yes. We make a takona for the say that the Almono should not lose out, the poor Almono, that she always has a right to be mezon. She always gets some mezonos from that property. Therefore, even though the daughter yashin, again, the husband died, left over a wife and a daughter. So the rights of the daughter yashins, but the takanim of the rabbanon is that the almana gets panosa, gets fed from the property. Then the shaila was the daughter got married and she has a husband. Still, it says that she gets panosa the almana. The reason is because the rabbanon left it to be a yerush outside of the almana. So the kids are sometimes the husband's a yerush and sometimes he's lokeach. The rabbanon did both ways. Whatever is better. The more of a gabi the Rabbi Yosef b'chanino diikub stedel lekuchos. In Rabbi Yosef's case, where the wife sold it to somebody else, so why don't we care about those people that bought it? They're losing out. So what does the Rabbana make the husband like a lekeach rishon? He should gain. Look, who are those people paid for the property? They're losing out. So Gemara says no. The svara there is who told them to buy it off the wife? Inu afsidu al nafshayu. They lost it out for themselves. Kivin the kabal, like they knew there was a husband here. Somebody went and bought the property off somebody's wife. But they knew she's married. They knew there was a husband there. So since they knew she's married, they should have known not to buy property off a wife that's married. Because they should have known that the mindset of Ochra, since there's a husband there, he's considered like a Kech Rishon. So if you buy the property now, you're just wasting your money. Because when she dies, the property's going to go back to the husband. So since the husband, since
It's a dov yidua there. It's like iyud yashir on ashrei. So therefore, nechrami, the rabbanon had a koyach when the husband takes over his wife's property, the nichsim melug. It could be sometimes he's lokeach and sometimes he's a yerush. Whatever's better for the situation, that's the way the rabbanon made it. Hadin olecha yesh nechrami. Now the Mishnah says, mi shemes, if a father dies, v'niach bonim abonis, and he leaves over children, he leaves over boys and girls. So it's like this, v'zman shenachosim rubin, if he left over a large sum of money, a large sum of property, then the halacha is that habonim yoshu, havadim idiraisa, the yerusha goes to the sons, the daughters get nothing idiraisa. It's only takona tonight suba, v'habonis yizoinu, that the bonus, the daughters, have a right to get panos, they get fed, they get a check every week for the food they need. That's because man, there's a lot of property. What's going to be nechosim uotim? Let's say the father only left over a small amount of money or a small property. So now who gets it now? The loch is ha bonus yizoinu, that we give it the mezoinus for the daughters. They have a right to use the money. We give them the money, they get fed from the money, the small money that's left over. And the boys get nothing. The boys have to go around collect money for themselves. They can take care of themselves. Such a case like the Rabbanan Kamal Roikir, the Yerusha Midiraisa. Even though Midiraisa, the bonus, the boys are supposed to Yashin, but here in a case where there's only a small amount of money there, the Rabbanan made it that the daughters take it for their panosa. And how do the boys live on? They have to go around collecting their own money. However, Admanoyma says no. Admanoyma Bishvil Shani Zocher Sarati. Because I'm a boy, I should lose out. Like, there's only a small amount of money left over, why should I lose out? And therefore, what he sells is, Vakeh Adrab, the boys take the money, and the girls have to go around looking. Shiloh will see in the Gemara what his swear was. Because the boys have to learn Torah, they can't afford to move out from Torah, therefore they take the money. And Amar of Gamliel, Roya Niyaz Dibri Adman. I like what Adman says, that in such a case, with only a small amount of money left over, Avaz, the money goes to the boys, and not to the girls. Now the Gemara says, Kama Merubin. What's called a lot of property? What's called Merubin? Some of you do Marav, Kadeshi Zoinu Mehen, Elu V'Yelu, Shnei Mosachodesh. There has to be enough money for both the girls and the boys to be fed at least for a year. If there's more than that there, then the halacha is the boys take over, and the girls just get the paycheck, get the money. Ki Amrisa Kama Shmuel, I said this over in front of Shmuel, Omri said, Zu Dibur Rabbi Gamliel, Ba Rebbe. This is the name of Zu Divra Rabbi Gamliel Bar Rebbe. Avu Chachom Mar Nechom say, Kedei She Yizoinu Mehen, Eilu V'Yelu Achi Yivagru. No, there has to be much more, there has to be enough money there that both should be fed, the boys and the girls, until they become Bageris, until they become 12 and a half years old. So that's much more money. That's called Nechosim Rubin. But if there wouldn't be that much money left over, then the sons get nothing. Because that's the halacha that the daughters have right to be fed, until they become a bageris, until they become 12 and a half years old. So there has to be enough money there to support the girls until they become 12 and a half. And then if there is, then the boys take Yerusha. So my itmanam yoslan like this, ki yossi rav and omer rav yechanan. Fi yamri lo omer rav abba bar chona. Omer rav yechanan. Kol shi yizaynu mehen elu v'yelu ad shi yivagru, hey merubin. That's called the chosim rubin. Tochos mikan. If there's less than that, harayelu muatim, that's called a small amount that then only the daughters get the panosa and the boys get nothing.
Now the Gemara is the kasha, vilekel elu ve'elu, achiyavagru, shaklu luhu, bonus lekulhu. It's mashmi telling me if there's not enough money here for both of them, for the daughters and for the boys, that they should be fed until the girls become a bageris. So that's called the chasam muatim. Now Mishnah says by Nechosim Uotim that the bonus take the whole thing and the boys get nothing. So the question is like why? Like Mashmif is not enough for both the boys and the girls to be fed, then the girls should take everything. That doesn't make sense. Like Mashmif, there's enough for the girls to be fed until they become a Begeris, and there's even a little bit more left over. Just not enough to feed the boys all the way for the next 5 years. But I call upon them the money that's left over, after you have enough, let's say, to feed the girls, until they become a begaris, the leftover money at least should go back to the boys. So Marin says, no.